Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Andrea Nuremberg, 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Andrea, thank you very much for all you've done. Nuremberggroup.com, is that right?
It is, and happy birthday again, Jim, for the second segment.
Thank you. Hey, Andrea. You're helping, I know one thing you're doing, you're helping small businesses with putting their best foot forward in the marketplace, some marketing help with them. What are you seeing from your clients out there on Main Street? What are you seeing them that they're up against right now that you're helping
them with? Yeah, because, you know, no matter what, there's competition everywhere. There's competition also not just for other stores, but because I do some consulting and marketing for one of the wonderful stores right here in Sarasota. But you also have the online. So you've got to, again, stay close to your customers, keep them informed, and be an ambassador. So one of the things I love to do is, since I work there part-time, I'm an ambassador. I always find opportunities. I even wear T-shirts sometimes that have their logo and name on it, so it starts a conversation starter. You know, just those types of ideas go back to basics. A customer comes in, they buy something. You know what? How easy is it to write a small note? Thanks so much for coming in and to our store and buying
things. That's part of
the
special sauce of a small business, isn't it?
It's those personal touches that so many people, we forget because we get big or we get automated, that we forget. People still love to get a handwritten note in the mail, a postcard, something that has your logo on it, your store or your business name, but just saying, you know, dear Jim, thanks again for stopping in and buying your wife that beautiful piece of jewelry or whatever.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to say something that I hope it doesn't come across the wrong way. I hope people don't take this the wrong way. But Andrea, if you have ladies who do business with you, that kind of a note is huge. That lands on a woman a lot more, with greater impact than it does on a guy. When a guy gets a note from somebody, he likes it, but it doesn't make him get warm and fuzzy. It just doesn't make him warm and fuzzy. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But if you do something like, if you do that kind of a touch with a lady, it lights them up. I mean, they remember that. They take that very personally. They love stuff like that. And I'm just saying, if you have any ladies, especially that you do business with, if you can touch them in that way with those kind of notes, those kinds of things, it'll pay dividends, won't it? Am I wrong about that?
No, you're 100% right. I'd just like to throw in that Jack Welch, former president of GE, George Bush Sr., and even Bill Clinton all wrote personal notes all the time to their teams, their people, different supporters, all the time sending. So a lot of men write notes too.
Yep, absolutely. So what else are they, what are they seeing out there? Is the economy, how's the economy doing for your clients out there? What are they seeing?
There, you know what? I know that the where I work, the store is doing even better, and they track everything. I just had was having a marketing meeting just last week, and things, sales are ahead like by 30%.
Wow.
Because people are doing those extra things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also listening to their customers. When the customer says, this is what we want, you find it. You get a resource.
Those are intangibles, aren't they? Tracking, listening and writing the notes. Those are intangibles that pay dividends. That's where the gravy comes from, isn't it?
It is, and that's why when we even said networking in the 21st century, it's going back to the basics. Because everyone wants the new idea, but the new idea is like everything old is new again. It's finding a new way to kind of do something that's been around forever.
Are you guys seeing that people are coming back to downtown? They're coming.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to me that the downtown is flourishing again, isn't it?
It is, however, and we have to all know this, that I hate to say 10 years, we might not have stores because, as we know, everything is done now electronically. People are buying. So even if you have a wonderful storefront or business front, make sure that your social media
you
and your
online
presence.
You still have to be technical. Even if you're amazing. People, the more Nesbitt taught us this, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. So people are still going to want to touch stuff, but they'll give you they'll give you credit for not being Amazon if you can just provide some level of technology for them. What do you think?
Without a doubt. And that's the thing, because today, you know, like, people want to be able to do business with you whenever they want, 24/7. So you've got to have a way to touch them or say, you know what, we got your call or your email at 4 in the morning. We'll be back in touch by, you know, 11 o'clock this morning or something like that. You have to do it. Otherwise, you'll get left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrea, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. Listen, go back to basics. Today, everybody who's listening to the show ought to go back and look at their top 10 customers and their top 10 prospects and send them a note, or have someone on your team send them a note. Just stay in touch. Be on their radar screen and thank them for doing business with you, because everybody's best client is someone else's best prospect.
There are even services. There are even online services that will help you send those cards, aren't there? Give us the name of one of them. You got one of them, don't you?
Send Out Cards is a great one. All different ones you can find online.
Send Out Cards, that's one. Andrea, thank you for being here. I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thanks for all the time. Thank you. Andrea Nirenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.